Both would perhaps be kept in the barn if weather was bad.
Do you ride?
No.
Have you ever?
I have once or twice.
Where would you ride around here?
Well, the time that I rode, I was down in Anahuac, Texas. Anahuac,
where's that?
Texas. It's between Houston and Beaumont,
mm-hmm.
Interstate 10.
Mm.
We have friends whose families live down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have ridden there, but that's been years ago.
Did you like it?
No.
If you wanted to milk a cow, sometimes you might have a little makeshift fenced in place where you could shut the cow up to milk her. Did you ever hear a name for that?
No.
Did you ever hear of a milk gap or cow pen or cupping?
No. Okay. I might have read about that in a book, but no.
That's okay. I'm just, you know, I'm not expecting you to be too familiar with some of these. A fenced in place around the barn where the animals can walk around.
A pen.
Okay. And you mentioned pigs. If the animal is full grown, would you still call it a pig?
It's called a hog, isn't it?
Uh-huh. What do you usually, if you were referring to the grown one, would you probably call it a pig?
No, or? I would call it a hog.
Okay. And where would they be kept?
In a hog pen.
And what would you call a commercial farm where they had a lot of milk cows and
dairy farm?
Would you ever use the word dairy to refer to anything else?
Only when making out a grocery list I might put down dairy products,
mm-hmm.
which to me, well, my personal note meaning that I need cheese,
mm-hmm.
butter, margarine, and what have you.
Did you ever hear the word dairy used to refer to a small building out in your yard where you could store the milk?
I've heard the term, but I don't remember where.
Mm-hmm. And where would people keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators? Did you ever hear?
Ice boxes.
Okay, what about before that?
I don't know.
Where would people store potatoes and turnips during the winter?
I don't know.
When you were real small, I know it's not going back too many years, but did anyone around Third Ward where you grew up, that's kind of in the heart of the city, did anyone around there still have any animals like chickens or anything like that, or was it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My paternal grandparents had chickens. We had mm-hmm. a chicken coop. We had chickens and turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
In a coop. And when my mother was a child, in the neighborhood where we lived when I was a child, over across the street where, when I was a child, there were houses. I understand that there were cows.
Uh-huh.
And there was a pasture there at that time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother grew up in the Third Ward area?
In the same house that we lived in for 14 years, the first house I showed you.
When did people, no one would have chickens now, would they?
Well, it is against the city ordinance
uh-huh.
to have them, but there are some people, as a matter of fact, there is one man who lives in my neighborhood who did have a backyard full of chickens, mm-hmm. and near me, about two blocks away off on Hiram Clark Road, there is a pasture where horses and cows are. There and the kids mm-hmm. really get a kick out of seeing this, because over about a mile and a half away we're at the county line,
uh-huh.
and there are barns and what have you, small, you know,
uh-huh.
Modern housing with barns nearby and cows and horses in the pasture.